right on the border with Donegal. And over the Christmas period, we have the likes of a fridge, freezer, a mattress, bags upon bags of household rubbish, a cot, you know, you name it. It has been all dumped on those back roads. And these back roads, the likes of the fridge, freezer and stuff of that nature, and the amount of bags of rubbish, had to be transported by a vehicle, by a van of some description. You drive for another 10 minutes in that van, you were at a recycling plant, which would have took everything off your hands. It just destroys the whole environment, and it's absolutely shocking. And I appeal to people, please desist from this type of activity.
And a major job now for the local council to tidy it up.
Council, okay, and then we're talking about cost cutting and everything else. Council has a job of work to do. They have to keep that area clean, and it's absolutely shocking, to be quite honest with you.
In terms of the Creggan area itself, is it prone to a lot of this kind of activity?
I think a lot of it. We had one of the recycling plants closed about 2 years ago. The other one was opened, it was made bigger, more easy access, and we had an idea it may cause a problem. It hadn't caused a problem, but in the last, over the Christmas period, especially in the back roads of Creggan, I think it's just a height of laziness. Rather than drive it for another 5 or 10 minutes down the road to the recycling plant, they take it to the back roads and they dump it. You know, in the back roads, they're a nature reserve and everything else. This is our environment. They need to be looking after it. And that's one way, and I would appeal to people as well. If they have any information, any of these people, council need to know who the people are. They need to be taken before the court, these people.